in the first. Kansas City with the ball, and it's a handoff to Brandon Horn, and this one's going nowhere fast. Excuse me, that's actually number three, Nick Perry, with the carry. And he might get a yard, and that's maybe 2 yards, actually, out to the 45-yard line, brought down by Brennan Wisner leading the charge. Fourth and two for Kansas City at the Laker 45.
That's quite a compliment for Nick Perry if you confuse him for Brandon Horn. That should explain to you how hard Nick Perry runs for his size. He's known as a speedster, but he gets low to the ground, and he's hard to tackle. He pushes that pile forward somehow and gets 2 yards. Now fourth and very short for Kansas City. This is a situation where it looks like they got the punting unit out.
Indeed they do, and Mason Earle is ready to punt this one away. It's not high, but it's going far, and it bounces all the way inside the 10-yard line to the 9, where Kansas City will pick this one up, number 85, Parker Hare, but we have a flag on the near sideline at the line of scrimmage. As officials are discussing what the call is with 52 seconds left in this, and it's a false start, very slow false start. All right, there he gets back to full speed. So disco night early. So this will be against Kansas City. And we will see a repunt, as it should have stopped.
The play should have never happened.
Play should have never happened, as it was dead ball after the snap.
He did that false start with a little style, didn't he?
He started slow.
He got into that, didn't he?
He started slow. He's doing it again. He starts slow and accelerates.
He does.
Great acceleration on that disco move tonight.
I'm very surprised, Clark, that they did not go for it there on fourth and one.
Why not try a hard count or something?
Well, you got to trust your defense, I understand. They're trying to win the field position battle right now. They're trying to pin Lakers back deep again, get another start where they started about the 45, 46-yard line. Now they're going to have to repunt it again. This time, nobody's fooling anybody. The Lakers has two guys back. No corner kick's going to get away from them this time.
As Mason Earle now stands at his 38-yard line, a little bit of a low snap, brings it in. And this is a better-looking punt, but doesn't have, obviously, the distance. And it's fair caught at the 20-yard line by Brennan Wisner. So Lakers will have a fresh set of downs, first and 10 from their own 20-yard line, with 46 seconds left in this first quarter. 0-0 tie.
Well, right now it's a chess match, and one team is trying to feel the other one out, but at the same time it's a field position battle. You know, Kansas City right now winning that battle, had more success moving the ball than Lakers has, but we will see the strategy now as Kansas City defense going to come on the field, try and force the three and out.
That's two punts in a row, one for each team. Brennan Wisner in the pistol, receiver wide each way, two men in the backfield, and it's going to be a handoff to the right side on the bound of that pile. I cannot see the number.
Looked like Keegan Valentine on the carry.
And that's what we'll go with. Yep, indeed it is. Seven, Keegan Valentine, the junior running back, brought in for no gain, brought down by Parker Hare, defensive end for Kansas City. He's a senior. They're going to give him a yard. It's now second and 9. Trips to the right, one to the left, and now a man in motion. That's Valentine. It's going to be Brennan Wisner, keeper right up the gut, down to about the 25-yard line, and on a second effort gets out to the 27-yard line, brought down by Cole Chippy, junior defenseman for Kansas City, sets up a third and 3 to go.
Well, I think that's where Lakers are at their best, when Brennan Wisner and Hunter Seeley are running the read option.
And we have come to the end of the first quarter with a score of 0-0. Lakers with the ball facing a 3rd-and-3. Coming up next on the WLEW Sports Network.
DS Services of Cass City is fast becoming Michigan's top source for grain bins and dryers and material handling equipment for farm and commercial operations. For anything from minor repair to a complete facilities upgrade, including site design and brand new complete systems, call DS Services. Their 22 suppliers include Stormore Grain Bins, MC and Nico Grain Dryers, and Honeyville Grain Handling Equipment. They've been building and servicing farm and commercial grain handling facilities for 3 decades. They keep a large parts in inventory and provide quality millwright services, crane rentals, and much more. Now is the time to get next year's projects in the schedule. For more information, visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318. 989-872-3318. On-farm grain storage is a great way to add more profit to your bottom line. Call DS Services today and let them help you add margin to your success.
On to the second quarter, Lakers facing a 3rd-and-3. And they're going for the hard count, and they get Cass City to bounce. And this will be an automatic first down, 5-yard penalty offsides against Cass City. 1st-and-10 for the Green and White.
You basically called that just a minute ago, Clark. But Cass City was the one you thought maybe should try it. It works against Cass City, a free 5 yards, free first down for Lakers. And a great play call coming at the end of the quarter here. Let's try a hard count. We'll get the snap off if we need it. Instead, Cass City gives them a first down, and now Lakers can do what they want here on first down.
Two wide each way, man in the backfield with Wisner, and he keeps it for himself around the left side. Still on his feet across the 40-yard line and close to the first down marker at the 42, brought down by Parker Hare. And they're going to say it's enough for a first down. New set of downs for
the
Lakers.
In the shotgun formation, we were just saying before the end of the quarter that Lakers are best when Seeley and Wisner both touch the ball in the same play. So when they run the read option, each one's trying to decide which one has the better opportunity to run the ball. So far, Wisner's been that guy.
And they hand it off this time to Hunter Seeley, trying to find the right gap. And nothing going there as the big man for Cass City, number 71, Brady Warford, junior lineman, on the inside of the front five for Cass City, stopping that one before it even started. Just a yard gain for Hunter Seeley. 2nd-and-9 for the Green and White. Coming out in the pistol, man to his left, man behind him, receiver wide to the right. Brendan Wisner rolling to his right, looking for the option. Nothing there as Warford brings him down, but Hunter Seeley brings in the pass and scampers across midfield and forced out of bounds at the Cass City 46-yard line.
Those are some of the things that Brendan Wisner can do that other quarterbacks can't. A broken play was supposed to be a read option between him and 7 Valentine. Valentine goes the wrong way, so when he goes to his triple option and pitch it out, it was blown up. 71 Brady Warford was there. Wisner scrambles, ends up getting the pass off later, and a big gain for Lakers on a busted play.
And as the pistol to the left, another handoff to Hunter Seeley, who goes into those trenches and forces them out to about the 43-yard line. It's a gain of 3, brought down by number 60. That's Jake Lawrence, a senior for this Kansas City Redhawk defense. 2nd-and-7 to go. A 3-yard gain, they're saying, at the 43-yard line.
Yeah, another big body there on that defensive side of the ball for Cass City. He's playing your linebacker position. He gets up and makes the tackle. Now we got Keegan Valentine in motion.
And it's going to be Keegan Valentine going to the right, and Cass City's forcing him. He breaks free, 2 tackles, has the first down to the 30, to the 25, cuts into the 20, still on his feet at the 10-yard line to the 5. Touchdown, Lakers! Keegan Valentine makes something out of absolutely nothing at all, breaks free of 3 tackles, reverses Fields, and finds himself into the end zone. Touchdown, Green and White. It is 6-0, Lakers.
Well, Keegan Valentine is normally the guy that puts on a tackling clinic. Cass City needs to attend, because there were 3 or 4 bad missed tackles on that play, and Keegan Valentine doing a heck of a job making those guys miss, making cuts down the field, and a big touchdown run for Lakers.
And that was an impressive 80-yard drive. The kick is up, and the kick is good from Valentine. It's 7-0 Lakers over Cass City with 10:16 left in the first half on the WLEW Sports Network.
Tired of shenanigans and games of chance? Step right up and draw your luck!
Unlike most raffles, Thumb Cellular's 50-50 sale guarantees that everyone's a winner. Not only will you get $50 off any phone, but you also get 50 bonus gigabytes. The Back to School 50-50 sale will let you save money and provide you the data you need to survive at university, college, high school, or wherever life takes you. When you sign a new 4G contract, you gain a bonus 50 gigabyte data bank for the entire length of your contract. Take $50 off the price of the most popular smartphones, like the Samsung Galaxy S6 and the S6 Edge. And it's only from Thumb Cellular, with locations in Bad Axe, Carroll, Pigeon, or Sandusky. The talk of the Thumb. Terms of service apply.
Keegan Valentine strikes first for the Lakers after a 41-yard touchdown run. Extra point from the same man himself is good, and now he's going to kick it off from his own 40-yard line.
Yeah, catch your breath, kick the extra point, and then kick it off. The guy does it all, Clark. There's no question about it.